Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the third week after the Sunday of Trinity Sunday. Our scripture reading comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Our scripture lesson is Luke chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." It is not at all unusual for religious people to assume a very self-righteous attitude over against those whom they regard as sinners, to turn up their noses at those who are not as holy as they themselves are, and to despise and shun them. This is always the way of human reason. It cannot be otherwise. Self-righteous men are always close to hypocrisy and cannot help despising those who are not like themselves. Their own life counts for everything with them. They blow themselves up and they cannot bring themselves to show any consideration at all for sinners. They know nothing at all about becoming servants of other men and never realize that their own piety should be out of service to other men. They are also very proud and hard and do not understand how to manifest love to others. Confronted with the case of need, they are quite likely to argue as follows. "This bumpkin's not even worthy to undo my shoes. How can I be expected to show him my love?" This is often where God comes in to play his part. He allows this proud spirit to take a heavy fall and to receive a sound rebuff. A marriage may break up, and at times something even more terrible can happen, so that in the end, this proud spirit is forced to lash out against himself, saying, "Keep quiet and get a grip on yourself, brother. You are no more than the material out of which this bumpkin's trousers are made." In this way, he comes to realize that we are all the one cake, and that one donkey does not have to become another donkey's pack animal. We are all born from the same flesh. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have taught us that the greatest of all is the servant of all, and that the humble shall be exalted. Preserve within us a simple, humble heart and faith, ever ready to serve all men for your name's sake. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstedt. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.